And welcome back into Carpenter and Rothman. Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline is the three-time Super Bowl champ. He is Willie McGinnis of the NFL Network. Willie, thanks.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Why don't we hit the headline real fast? I mean, you had all that time with the Patriots, championship player yourself. Now Tom Brady's kind of in the news on whether or not he's going to finish his career in New England. What do you think?
I don't know. I know he's been extremely happy for 20 years there. And, you know, there's uncertainty in every single franchise, every single locker room. And I know there's been a lot of talk because his house is up for sale and his business partner and trainer's house is up for sale. But hopefully the business gets worked out. He's not under contract next year. He loves being in New England. He's definitely focused on this year and winning football games. And when you talk to him, it's all about this year. And he's going from week to week, but I will say his relationship with Bill Belichick and, you know, the Kraft family is great. And if I had to bet on it, I think he'd finish his career and in New England and be a Patriot for life.
You know, to stick with New England, Willie, you know, you played under Bill for a number of years. He's undefeated against first and second year quarterbacks. He's got a gem going to the Ravens, taking on Lamar Jackson, who's kind of a unique weapon. I mean, what do you think he does to try to slow him down in that Ravens offense?
Well, you got to be disciplined. You know, they do so many different things and give you so many different looks, the Ravens do offensively with Lamar Jackson. And he's so explosive. Even in the passing game, he's a threat. So you got to make sure you play great assignment football. You got to execute. I think you got to put the pressure on them when they're running those zone reads and options. You always got to have a man assigned to him, whether, like I said, in the passing game, you got to have a shadow or a mirror. And in a running game, you got to have somebody coming off the edge, putting the pressure on him, dictating what he does with the ball right now. And, you know, whenever you face those elusive guys, it makes it tough on the back end for the secondary. Because once he starts running around, you want to come off and try to help. And he's been really good this year at throwing the ball, seeing the field, and when he sees an open man while he's on the run, letting the ball go and being accurate down the field. So it's a tough task. They've got their hands full, but, you know, they're saying the Patriots, you know, and his defense is the best in the league and one of the best ever. This will be a great test and a great measuring stick for them coming in this week in Baltimore.
He's Willie McGinnis, second all-time leader in sacks for the New England Patriots, three-time Super Bowl champ with us. I know, obviously, you have the affection for New England. You just mentioned their defense. Is it better than San Francisco?
I don't like to compare, man. I know they're up there 1-1. You know, I haven't really seen the San Francisco secondary be really tested. Because that darn front is so good, man. They don't let you throw the ball down the field. So we'll see. They're going to play the meat of their schedule the second half of the season. They're going to play better teams. We'll see how good they really are. They've been playing from in front of a lot of teams, which make teams one-dimensional. So those pass rushers have been able to get after it. So we'll see what happens. The Patriots, same way. They're playing the meat of their schedule. The second half of the season. So when you're playing Dallas and Kansas City and Baltimore and those type of teams, you'll get tested. So we'll see if these defenses can be consistent. But right now, I'm just telling you, they're on a roll. They're playing great. And to be a playoff team and to go deep in the playoffs, you need a great defense.
And you need a great defense. Chiefs have a great offense. They've been able to move the football. Pat Mahomes looks like he's going to come back. Maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't, but he'll probably be back next week for certain. Do the Chiefs have a good enough defense, Willie, to be able to win a Super Bowl this season?
Well, you know, that's been the question. And at some point, you got to be able to take the football away and not let teams in the end zone. And I think last year they just wasn't able to do that. And it's tough to go out and score 40 points. As great as you are offensively, and the Chiefs are great offensively, it's tough to go out and score 45, 40 points a game and just, you know, outscore every team. So defensively, they have the personnel. When I break down the tape and I'm watching the tapes of the Chiefs, sometimes they're stunting and doing things, taking themselves out of plays and opening up running lanes and having breakdowns on the back end. And it's not that they're not good football players. They're just having mental errors and they're having execution problems. So I think if they can fix that and they can eliminate teams from the big plays and shut down the run. And I know it sounds, you know, elementary just to go out there and do it, but there's simple things that they're doing that's hurting themselves. If they can fix those things paired with that offense, I think they'll be okay.
Willie, as long as we got you for another minute, let me ask you this. You were such a beast in college at USC, and you were highly drafted. And now I know it's tough to put yourself in the mind of a college kid now. How do you feel about this name, image, and likeness? And what if Willie McGinnis was at USC right now? Would you be motivated by cashing in on your likeness? I know you worked so hard to get to where you are, and it might be hard to put your mind back in that body back when you were at USC, but what do you think you would think about this?
Man, listen, all these college kids are starving, and you know, I thought that there should have been some type of revenue share a long time ago with the NCAA and some of these, you know, these players, because they make so much money off of the players, and I thought they'd probably just make the stipend a little bit more. And give them more on their checks so they have more to spend monthly. But this name and likeness thing, I think, is an opportunity for the really, really great players to share and make money based on their performance. I think it matters. You got to be good, right? You got to be a good football player for people to want to go out and buy your jersey and spend money and do different things like that. So, first of all, you got to be good as a player, but I think that secondary part of being able to share in the revenue and make money as well will keep kids maybe in school a little bit longer, maybe keep kids more from doing things they're not supposed to be doing outside of the confines of the rules and regulations. So I think it's a good thing.
And lastly, with the Long Beach legend here, Willie McGinnis on Carpenter and Rothman, you go to the Patriots, a bad football team at the time, right? I think they won 14 games in 4 years before you were drafted. It's hard to imagine. I had heard and read that you thought Dallas was the team, and they were coming off two straight Super Bowls, I think. How was it disappointing? Was it kind of weird for you to get drafted so high but maybe not go to the team that maybe you thought you were going to go to?
Well, it's never disappointing when you get drafted high. I can tell you that. It's always the best thing ever. And I went fourth, but the Dallas Cowboys was going to trade up to the fifth spot and trade Alvin Harper, the receiver, to get me. And so, you know, going fifth wouldn't be too bad either, but the Patriots came out of nowhere. I was definitely surprised. I had representation from the Cowboys at my draft party in L.A., and I thought I was going to be a Cowboy because I had conversations with them. But I will say things worked out pretty well, and I'm blessed to be drafted where I was. Dallas is a great organization, and they continue to play at a high level. But I will say I'm happy to be, you know, I was happy and pretty fortunate to be drafted by the Patriots, and that losing streak. Nobody even remembers that anymore. All people remember is all the games that they're winning now, and now they're probably one of the most hated franchises in sports just because they win so much.
Fate lends a hand to people that work very hard, and you were one of them. We appreciate your time, Willie. Best of luck. We hope to catch you down the road.
Thank you.